And we're going back into regular session. We had a motion to postpone till a definite time, 2:30. The executive session, that motion was made by Jim Strafis, seconded by Ron Houseman, and passed with 2 yay votes. And we are opening in regular session now for public comment.
And Don Earhart is the first signed up.
Don?
Thank you very much for hearing me. My name is Don Earhart. And there's not many here wanting to give an opinion or challenge our wonderful judicial system. So I thought I would get up and make some comments this morning, or this afternoon, It's on wastewater. We've been having problems in the Taney County for some time on wastewater. Now, the state gives out permits for the amount of different substances found in this water. It's fats, oils, and greases and other substances. You know, your phosphates. And, the most common is called a 30-30-30 permit. And we have a lot of sludge that comes down from our wastewater treatment plants from up above Branson and the Branson area itself, on down to Rockaway. And this flows into, this is in Taney Como. We are now trying to put in collection lines, which collect sludge from houses and factories and such likes in Taney County, and send them to a community treatment system. Now, I don't know if this is good or bad, because when it goes through a community treatment system, it all goes into Taney Como. Where if you do use septic tanks, it filters down through the ground and may not wind up in Taney Como, or going very, very slowly toward Taney Como. Whereas the sludge that is put into Taney Como from the treatment plants are directly put in. And you can figure out how many pounds of sludge is put in Taney Como very easily, but most of the time no one knows how to do this. So I just kind of want to enlighten you on this. Like on a, say, a 30-30-30 permit. Okay, for each 30 that you have, it's figured in milligrams per liter or parts per million. Okay, so for every million gallon of water with sludge in it that goes into Taney Como, okay, you get 30 pounds, okay? And so all you have to do is go to the treatment plant and find out how many gallons of water they're dumping in, and you can easily find out. And it's quite staggering when you figure this up over a month, how much sludge is put into Taney Como. And I think it's something for us to really look at, because Rockaway Beach at this time is having a horrendous time. That sludge is backing up and making it so you can't get a boat up to some of their boat docks or weeds. It's producing enough vegetation in that area. I've tried it. I know. You can't get your boat up there. It just, like, bogs it down. You got to push it out the paddle, and you got to restart your boat and hope it starts without raising the motor and digging through all the weeds. After saying all of this, I find that we are putting in all of these wastewater lines going to these treatment facilities. And these facilities are ran by other than this county. Little entities around this county have the wastewater treatment plants, and we have literally no control over how fast they buy land, They upgrade their plants, whether we build lines, and then find out that, hey, we can't go to this one. And we've been putting in all of this infrastructure, as you call it, lines that go to these plants without any hope of control over them. And a lot of other cities and counties are all going, the county is taking an aggressive move, and they are owning the treatment facilities. And that way they can plan. I know Branson, for a fact, has not really upgraded like they should. And they have not bought land like they should. Because most of the large cities, they have ponds and reservoirs that they put their sludge in as a finished settling, because the poundage that's produced is not just the pounds that's dumped. I mean, we can say that the pounds is actual pounds, but actually it can be more than that, because there's airborne bacteria that goes through the air, and it produces, it will grab onto these food particles or whatever that isn't, that's actual sludge, but not really fully taken care of through the bacterial process, which they're supposed to be, and bacteria will grow on these. Therefore, it amounts to much more sludge than is actually produced from the cities. I hope that this county, I hope that you commissioners in the future take over all of these treatment plants, because it would be a very wise move, even though you say financially it's not, but you're not in control. If you're not really funding these yourselves, and where you can manage all of these treatment plants, you're not really in control of your money or the monies that have been spent by the county to put in this collection system. I hope you take a long look at this, and I hope that these lines run to the county collection facilities and are treated by the county in the future, because Lake Teenicomo is going to be full of sludge otherwise. And I live on Teenicomo, and I just don't want this to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Interesting. Yep. Next person is Dan Masalik.
Mr. Masalik.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Dan Masalik, Ladd and Branson.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm still waiting for the emails, but Mr. Paulson talked to me and said that he is working on that. Kind of a point of interest. Notice that 75.5 hours were spent in closed session during 16 days in January. Only 14.3 were spent in open session. This is kind of excessive. You might have your attorney research Hodson versus Kansas City School District referring to closed session for budget purposes. You might also look at Freedom of Information Act. This plays greatly into the situation too, not just the sunshine law. First, another main thing I came here today for is, first I want to thank the county clerk on her diligence in reviewing the petition was brought forth to you on the vote for planning and zoning. However, in the report that was printed and that I've heard on it, dual signatures on it, a large number of people that were not residents of the county or registered voters, different things, became a very large number. Also, on the top of that petition, when it signs, it says it's a felony to do this. Instead of trying to figure out how this petition can go forward and be corrected, you might ought to be looking at that portion of it. Also, at the bottom of that petition is signed by the collector. The collector signs it under a notary public, which basically is under oath that he is saying that he has collected those names properly. Leaving those documentations laying in a quick stop without an individual assigned to that to ask and verify that the names are legal is very questionable. Even more questionable is the fact that a document written by the county assessor was laid beside those documents listing, I think it's 12, it might have been 10 items, as to reason planning and zoning should be done away with. A majority of those items are false and easily proven false. So you're supplying false information documentation going along with the petition. Basically, what I see so far, gentlemen, you've destroyed planning and zoning. You've reduced it to one field personnel. It is impossible for that one person in the field to take care of all the problem situations and requirement of planning and zoning and follow the code of planning and zoning. The people have approved planning and zoning four times in this county. It's the job of the county commission to see that it is the will of the people is enforced. Now it's my understanding that as of April 1st, that the one remaining department head of planning and zoning is to be transferred. That may be rumor, may be true, but it came from knowledgeable people. Questionable as to whether that person actually works for the county commission or he works for the planning commission. If you read chapter 64, depending on which section of it you apply, I understand council says that Taney County comes under 64.8. I believe that's also questionable. But it does allude to the fact that the department head is the executive secretary of the planning commission and works for the commission. Can you remove that person without the planning commission's approval? It's a question for you to look into, I hope. Once he is removed, and if it's not replaced immediately by a knowledgeable person, and how a person can walk in with such short notice, take over that office, understand the planning code book as written for Taney County, and apply those laws is going to be pretty much impossible. Who will sign off on the Division 2s so businesses can open? By law, they can't open until it is signed off by planning and zoning. Who is going to sign the plats? And the list goes on. Who is going to take care of it? Who is going to do it? Does this mean all building stops or everybody does as they please? How do you get around a code approved by the people? It must, the commission must enforce the law. Make you think commissioners have the power to ignore the law of the people if this situation is not corrected. The planning board, to my understanding, has requested a meeting with the county commissioners. To my knowledge, so far that has been refused. Gentlemen, today I am making a request that that meeting be put on an open agenda for next Monday morning. We need to hear from the planning commission. The county commissioners need to answer to the planning commission and vice versa. It appears that you've already decided the fate of planning and zoning in one of your many closed meetings. I can find no record of open meetings of planning for planning and zoning. What the intention of this county commission is, how you plan to operate with two clerical staff in that department. I believe that pretty much finishes it, gentlemen. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Hausman, that's all that's on the list.
And we had postponed till a definite time. We've got 4 minutes left, Joe, till 2:30 to go back into executive session and finish recess with pending litigation. Do you want to do that now or wait 4 minutes?
This is recess for 3 minutes.
We'll recess until 2:30, at which time we'll go back into executive session.
Thank you.